This is Apollo Control Houston at 19 hours 22 minutes now to the flight of Apollo 13. We've just concluded another silent hour in Mission Control Center as the Apollo 13 crew is still sleeping. Meanwhile, backup Commander John Young has joined Jack Lousma at the capsule communicators console. At this point, we'll relay some flight dynamics data developed during this period of relative inactivity. Apollo 13 will reach its midpoint in its trip to the moon in terms of distance at an altitude of 112,070 nautical miles. This will occur at a ground elapsed time of 27 hours, 20 minutes, 49 seconds. The spacecraft's velocity relative to the moon will be 4,207 feet per second. Relative to the Earth, its velocity will be 4,990 feet per second. Apollo 13 will be at its midway point in terms of time, and our point of reference here is the lunar orbit insertion, now forecast to occur at 77 hours, 26 minutes, 12 seconds. Its midway point would be at a ground elapsed time of 38 hours, 43 minutes, 6 seconds. At that point, Apollo 13 will be at an altitude of 85,684 nautical miles away from the moon, and traveling away from the Earth at a distance of 141,764 nautical miles. Its velocity relative to the moon, 3,776 feet per second. Its velocity relative to the Earth, 4,098 feet per second. Apollo 13 should go into the lunar sphere of influence at a ground elapsed time of 62 hours, 49 minutes, 0 seconds. Its distance at that time away from the moon will be 33,821 nautical miles. Distance away from the Earth, 190,713 nautical miles. And traveling at a velocity of 3,641 feet per second relative to the moon, and 3,025 feet per second relative to the Earth. We're now at 19 hours, 25 minutes into the flight of Apollo 13, and this is Apollo Control Houston.